leaves and stuff at this time, but cleaning off porches, patios, and decks in just a matter of seconds. Lightweight, easy to start, and anything you buy at Lewis Lawn can be serviced there. Open Monday through Friday, closed tomorrow, obviously, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. 244-9191, the number for Chad Sasser, the Lewises, and that great team at Lewis Lawn.
November 27th is Pins and Needles Day. You know, ouch, ouch, I've felt like I'm on, ouch, ouch, on pins and needles waiting for this, ouch, day to arrive. And that's because somebody put pins and needles all over my announcer's chair. Darn you, Pins and Needles Day pranksters.
All right, it's 8 o'clock, because Auburn is the home team, Alabama's song will play first, right? That's the way to do it?
However you want to make that rule.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Is that the right sequence?
Yes.
Thank you.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and witnesses in the impeachment inquiry have all said that he was pushing for investigations in Ukraine at the president's direction. In an interview with Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Update, the president denies telling Giuliani to do that.
You didn't direct him to go there on your behalf?
No, but you have to understand, Rudy is a great corruption fighter.
The House Judiciary Committee, meantime, holds its first impeachment inquiry hearing about all this a week from today. There were evacuations after an explosion at a chemical plant in Natchez, Texas.
The explosion happened around 1 o'clock this morning, blowing out windows, collapsing ceilings, and sucking in garage doors in nearby neighborhoods. The local volunteer fire department's Facebook page announced a mandatory evacuation for everyone within a half mile of the plant. Three people have minor injuries, and all workers at the plant have been accounted for.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Roll Tide, roll. So strong you feel it in your soul. Shakes the ground on up to Birmingham.
All the country girls and the good old.
so I am having fun with it. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Donica Knight's War Eagle comes up at the end of our first break here. We are up to 73 predictions on our Predictathon. Just go to my Facebook page and go instinctual. That's what I recommend. That's why women win this more than men do.
Well, sometimes they use other barometer, other scales. Of,
yeah.
They like the uniform of a certain team mm-hmm. or a color or something like that. Yeah.
And I never did make my prediction.
What do you think?
I'm going to give Alabama 33 and Auburn 24.
Right.
Mitch went 20, Auburn 27, Alabama 24.
Yeah, and Carson went 57 to 36.
Yeah. Don 27 13, Alabama, and Rich Thomas.
I abstained. I don't want to jinx my.
I understand that. Hey, look, have you ever tuned in a game and it's not going the way you want it, so yeah. you tune out because you feel like you're cursing it?
Exactly, or you're not sitting in the right chair, or you're. Wearing the wrong clothing or...
Totally, totally get it.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I've got radar up. There are actually two bands of rain, basically from Columbus, Georgia, back to Monroeville, and including places like Greenville and Union Springs. That's the more concentrated band. Luverne, you're getting wet as well. But then there's a secondary band along the front itself, now just south of Clanton. So your chances of getting wet are best this morning, and I think by midday, certainly by lunchtime, the better rain chances have shifted into southeast Alabama, what's left of the rain. And so the front moves through rather early. Today's high temperature is in the morning. We're in the 70s right now. And then tonight, much cooler with mostly clear skies, low temperature 44. Tomorrow, you probably heard, is Thanksgiving. A nice holiday forecast, lots of sun, high around 67, mid-40s at night, and then on Black Friday. Looks like a dry day, a comfortable day, temperatures in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the mid-70s on Iron Bowl Saturday. Mainly dry during the daytime. I have the rain chances for the game actually 20% or less, so we won't put it at zero, but your chances of getting wet are very small. Game time temperature in the low 70s at kickoff. And then showers and storms Saturday night worry me. That's this storm system could be a severe weather producer. Tis the season for that. We're in the tornado season, as you know. Right now, this morning, mostly cloudy skies. Southwest winds at 9 miles per hour. It's 72 at 8:09.
Okay. I think we're going to do animal stories in our Morning Maroon nominees later this hour. Maybe a little stupid news, too. At 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, quick check on traffic. It is light out, at least on 85 behind our building here, but that's just a small fragment of the universe.
I hope it's light out in about an hour from now.
I think you're going to be in good shape. I really do.
Traffic is brought to you by The Pizza Place. Enjoy the delicious buffet at The Pizza Place or take home the huge OMG pizza tonight. The Pizza Place is located at 3848 Harrison Road. The Pizza Place, home of the OMG pizza.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, not nearly the volume of traffic on the road compared to a normal Wednesday, but we still have some congested places. Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway, a little bit busy. Also, the Eastern Boulevard from the Wetumpka Highway over to Atlanta Highway. East-South Boulevard, a little busy. I-65 and 85 are doing a good business through the interchange, but it is merging smoothly, and traffic is moderate to light. Use caution wherever you're going this morning, and buckle up, and please drive carefully. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions, and you need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Breaking news from Larry Stevens about the big sale at Kaiser. Black Friday deals, if you're looking for furniture, goodness, you can't go wrong. Shop Wiser by Kaiser. They may call it Black Friday, but at Kaiser, you can brighten up your home for the holidays. Friday and Saturday, everything in Kaiser is marked down 20%. Living room, dining room, entertainment consoles, recliners, and more. all at 20% off their already low prices. That's Friday and Saturday. Stop in at Kaiser, register to win a free recliner to be given away. And during November, veterans and active military get free delivery. So 20% store-wide off their already low prices all day, Friday and Saturday at Kaiser. Fine furnishing. I suggest whatever it is you're looking for that you look up Stella before, and she'll line up the choices because you're going to have many and wear comfortable shoes when you shop at Kaiser. Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. 812 News, and then we're back with Donica Knight's War Eagle.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, who was shot and killed over the weekend. Williams' funeral is set for Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum at 11 a.m. His burial will be held at Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lowndesboro. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral Monday morning. Well, the wait continues for confirmation on whether remains found in a wooded area of Macon County belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This is day three for investigators working the crime scene. At least 100 officers were at the site Tuesday. We've learned that the third man arrested in the case, David Johnson Jr., who was charged with hindering prosecution, allegedly lied to police about his son possibly driving another suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, from Alabama to Florida, where he was later arrested. I'm Julia Brooks. Those are some of the top stories we're following this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, diamond-of-the-art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond-by-the-art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Down. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Zuma's lemonade. Down in the Southland, got it made.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 819. Get to my Facebook page. Get your Duncan and Son predicted on in. As we get ready for animal stories. Wolfman. Well, it's a little bit short. All right, topping our news. Now, everybody knows about bread and butter getting pardoned by the president. That's old. Let's talk about a thing you might expect to see on the TV show Green Acres. Firefighters in South Carolina conducted a rescue when a horse somehow made its way to the hayloft of a barn but couldn't get back down.
Huh.
That happened in an episode of Green Acres with a cow. And Mr. Douglas couldn't figure out how it got up there or how he was going to get it down. They never showed either. Myrtle Beach Equine Clinic and Four Hooves Large Animal Services went to the barn on Sunday when the horse was found stranded in the hayloft. It apparently somehow got up the stairs, but couldn't get back down. Moving right along. From large animals like horses to chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas?
Chihuahuas. Chihuahuas. Police in Louisiana shared security camera footage from an incident at a gas station involving a chihuahua that managed to drive its owner's vehicle across the street.
How?
Slidell police shared security video from the Gauss Boulevard gas station where a 5-pound chihuahua had been left alone inside an SUV. Cops said the chihuahua knocked the SUV into reverse due to a mechanical issue that allowed the transmission to change gears without the brake being engaged.
You're kidding.
The SUV rolled backwards across a busy road as cars sped past. It's a miracle nobody was seriously injured and that no other vehicles were struck during the incident. Let this be a lesson to everyone. Please use caution when leaving pets inside your vehicle.
Was Chihuahua sighted?
No, it was not sighted.
Is that Slidell, Louisiana?
When will they ever learn?
Slidell, Louisiana.
Yeah, God, I haven't been there in forever. I used to have to. My grandparents used to live there.
Right there off of I-10.
Tillman's Corner, I think, was the name of the place. I can't remember. But yeah, used to go there a lot as a kid.
That teacher I used to date from Parkland High School was born in Slidell.
Wow.
It's amazing what a small world it can be.
They ran a Motel 6 down there.
The National Weather Service for New Orleans is now in Slidell.
Wow.
That's all we have time for, but tune in Monday when everybody's back and grumpy, because we'll tell you about a bear cub that got stranded in a tree over a very dangerous place.
What kind of cub?
Bear? A bear cub. This way. Montgomery Eye. A lot of people this time of the year. What's the most meaningful gift? It's nice to give those. I'll never forget, this is several years back, but a couple, she wanted LASIK. Mm-hmm. And he said, would you like that for Christmas? And she said, that's the best gift you could give me. So that's what they did. Take the Christmas budget and Wow. Restoration of vision without glasses, contacts. I wish I could give myself that. I can't. I did go to Montgomery Eye for the test to see the refractive surgery counselor. Just a few minutes. That's all it takes to have that test done.
Beautiful morning.
That's how we make it work here, folks. Unfortunately, I found out I had better than perfect vision in one eye, 20/15, and 20/200 in the other. Whatever that means, it meant LASIK would not work for me, and I was bummed because, man, I waste so much time every day looking for glasses, glasses, buying boxes of 1,000 wipes to keep them clean. It really gets old. So, and the price on LASIK is so reasonable considering the return. And at Montgomery Eye, you have more experience than anywhere. This is a practice that's been around for 75 years. They have been around through all the revolutions in eye care and eyewear. So trust them. You got Dr. Swan and Shin there. They're the best. 271-3804 is the number to call to make that appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. Or you can learn more about LASIK and them at this website, online, MEP.com. 823.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, I-65 and 85, moderate to light traffic through downtown Montgomery, a speed limit drive through the city. The boulevard, busy at the lights. We've got a little congestion on Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive over to Atlanta Highway. All in all, we are very light everywhere this morning, and we have no accidents to report at this time. Buckle up. Drive carefully on your Wednesday. During the month of November, Reinhart Used Car Supercenter is saying no, no to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com, paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chilling with my kin. Candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberrying. I don't want no stuff in. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving. Pile on my plate! Mashed potato style.
Pass the gravy.
Mashed potato style.
Pass the gravy.
Mashed potato style.
Oh, time.
It is time.
The time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm your stupid news anchor, Greg Udell. Should I continue with the list of behind-the-scenes facts from Christmas movies?
Yeah, I want to hear more.
Mention that Bruce Willis, in the first Die Hard movie, when he walks through the glass, he's got rubber feet. Fake rubber feet.
Right.
We mentioned Flick's tongue in A Christmas Story. When it gets stuck, it's actually stuck by a hidden vacuum.
Now, that's interesting.
To make it look that way.
They went to a lot of trouble for that.
We mentioned Wonderful Life, shot in the summer of 46. Production had to be shut down. They shot it in San Diego. It was just really hot. But, man, they sure made winter look real in black and white, didn't they?
Yep.
Emma Thompson wore a fat suit in Love Actually. In Home Alone, the photo of Buzz's girlfriend is actually a picture of a boy in a wig. There's one of those little details you can look for the next time you watch that.
Keep trying to change genders. What they do?
I know. They're doing it to Santa. Cutting his... Disney...
cutting off his antler.
If you're an ex-con, you cannot work for Disney, but they made one exception. And you know who that was?
Tim Allen.
Because I'm the con you want to know.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For yep. the Santa Claus. And on the set of Santa Claus 2... he always stayed in character because there were a lot of kids around and they thought they were making a movie with the real Santa and not an actor portraying Santa. So he didn't want them to ask any questions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some...
There was a movie you just mentioned in that list, and I think you haven't seen it yet. And it's an underrated Christmas movie.
Spinal Tap?
No. 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 Love Actually.
You've oh, seen my
it.
God.
And remember the song?
I feel it in my fingers.
Love Actually is now one of my favorite Christmas season movies.
It's really great. Predictions?
There are four or five different stories going on at one time.
Draw a picture next to Rich's name of a chicken.
Of a chicken?
Yes, because he...
What?
He will not participate.
You're not doing the thing? What was the deal? I was not here. What was the deal?
He doesn't want to jinx Auburn.
It, so
or whatever.
They've got a really good chance.
They do. I'm on the sidelines.
Oh, you really think that, Jay? Did you put your prescription down?
No, I haven't, but I will. I mean, I still got Alabama's winning, but I am more uncertain about this game in the past...
Right.
Couple of weeks
sure.
than I have been previous.
I think with good reason.
That's understandable.
Good reason. I don't have it as a blow, and I think Alabama will win.
Stranger things have happened. I was at that first game in Auburn in 1989.
Wow.
I think that's the only Iron Bowl I've ever been to.
I got
was
20.
That one that was still up in Birmingham?
No. This is the first one played in Auburn.
Ah, the first one in Auburn.
I wrote it down. I got 21-14.
Okay.
So.
Good. And we'll check those on Monday. But go to my Facebook page. We're almost at 100 predictions. You can win the works from Don Duncan and $500. They'll open up an account for you at whatever location works. And you can use that on anything for your car, from tires to other repairs, whatever. That's kind of cool to have that option. And now with a word for the Seafood Bistro, here's Jay.
Hi, everybody. Here's your word for the Seafood Bistro. Delicious.
Mm, yeah.
The password is delicious.
Works.
Yummy.
Yeah. Works.
The other word I want to tell you about with the Seafood Bistro is closed. They are open today, mm-hmm. but here are their holiday hours. And they're going to be closed tomorrow for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
They will be closed on Friday as well. And they will be closed on Saturday.
Ah.
Now, Paul and Jessica, big Auburn fans. Big Auburn fans.
Yeah.
So they're closing for the Iron Bowl because, you know what? They want to watch it and enjoy it as well.
Yeah. How about that?
And honestly, I don't blame them. Have you ever left the house, gone out during an Iron Bowl?
Yeah.
I love that. Because
ghost town.
You can do anything.
I've had to work severe weather during the Iron Bowl, and you're in a studio instead of on your couch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, ghost town. Place is deserted. So,
it's hilarious. I remember one time I walked, when I lived in Bellwood West, I went through the whole neighborhood during the game and didn't see one car.
Right. It's like amazing. It's so quiet on the street.
It's very strange. But they are open today, and they open up at 11 a.m. this morning. Of course, they do that every day, but they'll be closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. But you can call them at 279-7500. Go online to theseafoodbistro.com, where you can put in your order and see everything they have to offer. And you can also get it delivered with the delivery apps through your phone as well. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook, where you'll get information such as the fact that they will be closed tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday for the Seafood Bistro.
Want to mention this, since, you know, we have so many great sponsors, and Don mentioned that they're going to be closing at 2 on Saturday because he wants his people to watch the game or not have to be conflicted. Infusion is going to be closed at noon today through Monday, into Monday. So I went there. I did acupuncture yesterday. I've never done that before. It's amazing.
What kind of sensation is that?
I didn't feel, and they're working on my left side sciatic nerve. They put 7 needles in. I didn't see them because I can't.
No, I don't. I look away when there's needles involved.
I just couldn't see it even if I wanted to.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I was joking with Dr. Terry. You know, I've been punctured so many times, I'm surprised I don't whistle on a windy day. But I did not feel any pain, not even a pinch.
Huh.
And they put 7 in, and they stand for 12 minutes, and then after they remove them, they put a nice hot pad over it. It works. It's really cool. But anyway, infusioncryoandlaser.com for more information. And again, closed at noon today and will reopen Monday morning at 8.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Okay, I'm looking at radar right now, and I'm about to post this, too. It looks like the second band of showers along the front itself is moving into the river region right now. The leading edge has reached Otagaville. We'll be coming into Prattville, Millbrook within the next half hour. So there'll be another nice little downpour before we're through with this particular batch of rain. And so mostly the chance of getting wet would be this morning. I think from lunchtime on, the better rain chances shift into southeast Alabama by that time. Today's high temperatures are this morning. We're in the 70s, all right? And then tonight, mostly clear, overnight low 44. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, lots of sun, nice holiday, 67 high, 45 the low on Thursday night. Then on Black Friday, dry day, comfortable day, low 70s for a high, mid-70s on Iron Bowl Saturday, and a chance of a shower, but a small chance during the daytime hours, 20% or less. So for the game, I think it's going to be mostly dry. Kickoff temperature, low 70s, and then the chance of severe weather by Saturday night. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, 72 degrees, 8:35.
Need to do some holiday shopping but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
You know, we keep hearing about the roaring economy. Just a quick example, Gallup does an annual poll on people's Christmas budgets. This year, the average is $846. That is a $52 increase over last year.
That's interesting.
That's significant.
Yeah.
And 34% of Americans said they plan to spend $1,000 or more on holiday gifts. Which,
not me, bud.
Yeah. You're not going to.
You're not going to get $1,000. No, sorry.
Okay, well, look, underwear and socks is great. Who can't use more of that?
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are doing really good all around the city. I-65 and 85, moderate to light traffic. The Burge is doing nicely downtown. The Boulevard, we're backed up at some of the red lights, but the drive is not bad all the way around. Taylor Road is even light this morning. I guess folks are really waiting on Black Friday before they jump out there and clog that road up again. Atlanta Highway is doing nice. All the 31s are good. We have no accidents to report at this time. Enjoy driving around on this Wednesday. Buckle up and be safe out there, all right? You don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. The wait continues for confirmation on whether remains found in a wooded area of Macon County belong to missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. This is day three for investigators working the crime scene. At least 100 officers were at the site yesterday. We've learned that the third man arrested in the case, David Johnson Jr., who was charged with hindering prosecution, allegedly lied to police about his son possibly driving another suspect, Ibrahim Yazid, from Alabama to Florida, where he was later arrested. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams, who was shot and killed over the weekend. His funeral is set for Monday, December 2nd at Garrett Coliseum at 11 a.m. His burial will be held at Shiloh Primitive Baptist Church in Lowndesboro. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral Monday morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. Those are some of your news headlines this morning. For updates on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pie. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Whoa, Black Friday, shop a lot. Whoa, Black Friday, shop a lot. Black Friday in line, shop a lot. Shoppers gone wild, shop a lot. People out of their mind, shop a lot. It's mine, all mine, shop a lot. I said, oh, Black Friday, shop a lot. Whoa, Black Friday, shop a lot. Gonna get in a fight, shop a lot, smash in your teeth, shop a lot for a new flat screen, shop a lot, whoa, Black Friday, shop a lot, whoa, Black Friday, shop a lot.
At 8:41, News Talk 93.1 FM, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Yeah, here you got some holdings that Ukrainian oil business there, John.
Seems like everybody does.
Yeah, really.
Jay does.
Time for our Morning Maroon nominee.
Now, I knew a good deal when I saw it.
Full disclosure, this person had good intentions. But have you ever been on a New York City subway?
No. 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 Been on a ferry from Jersey to New York, but
somebody,
not subway,
served Thanksgiving dinners. Not a restaurant, just some individual was serving Thanksgiving dinners on a New York subway train
last night. That's a task.
I would pass.
Yeah. Yeah, not knowing what you're getting.
You'll find a lot more than tryptophan in that.
Yeah, right.
If you want time to slow down so that life seems longer, spend your final days on a New York City subway platform, because the people you will meet will make you nervous, and it will seem like it takes forever for your train to arrive. So while the intention was good...
Not where you want to go scout out some food?
No, it's not. It's just some person handing out meals, not from a restaurant.
Yeah.
Homemade.
If it was completely legit, I applaud him for, you know, wanting to feed the hungry people. I don't know. Go do it at a shelter.
Yeah, then you, the next day, exactly. Good suggestion.
Why do it on the subway? When just hop over to the shelter?
Three people were found dead from food poisoning in New York City subway.
And by the way, do not sleep in the subway either.
Don't sleep in the subway, darling. I tell that to Robin all the time.
Petula Clark.
All right, next nominee, it's a dual award. Two women, one of them is the maroon, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you which one. I don't know their names, but one is from Brick, New Jersey. Scenic Brick. The other is from Howell. So from Brick and Howell.
Is Howell like the bedroom community for Brick?
It probably is a suburb of Brick.
I got you.
They were both shopping at the Buy-Right store when Woman A showed up in the express lane with more than 10 items.
Woman A from Brick?
Yes.
Okay.
She had more than 10 items, so the woman from Howell... said, not so fast, fat ass. There's something similar to that. The two of them ended up punching the bejeebers out of each other, rolling around on the floor, biting, kicking, screaming. Women?
That's just entertainment.
This makes me sad. I expect women to be the example of civility. And that is crumbling.
Especially those from Brick and Howell, New Jersey.
Well, yeah, I think the bar is a little bit lower for women from Jersey.
We've all occasionally slipped in a 12th item in one of those 10 items or less.
I have made guttural noises, some harumphing sounds to let the person that's doing that.
Well, if they have a whole
one
buggy
time,
full.
One time at the place where shopping is a pressure, somebody, it wasn't 12 items to 13, it was like 30.
No.
And the cashier said nothing. So after the customer left, I said, is that sign 10 items or less, does that mean anything? I said, can you count?
Yeah. And they probably said, we don't want to rile up the customers, or we don't want to start.
There's probably some policy where they can't.
Yes, we have the sign up, but we're not going to say anything.
It's a suggestion.
I know. There probably is some. I don't know. Never worked there, but there probably is something.
But I have said to the person, I have too many, and she'll wave me in. You know what I mean? That's one thing.
And I'll also be the first person to stand out of the way and let somebody else go that has less than me.
Oh, if somebody's got two items,
I did that at Food Outlet on Sunday morning. Yeah. Always, but in consideration. In advance of one's personal gain is unacceptable. And our final nominee, an employee at a business in Middlesex. This is New Jersey's day, man. Middlesex, New Jersey. 27-year-old guy named Jason Savage works at an HR company called Trinet. Earlier this year, he found a hidden camera on a urinal in the bathroom.
Hey, now.
In Middlesex.
I didn't catch that, but you did, you horny. I mean, his boss, a guy named David Swerdloff, and he heard Jason talking about it. So David ran into the bathroom, grabbed the device, and headed straight to his car so he could take the camera to the cops. A few minutes later, he called his employees to tell them he accidentally smashed the camera. In a state of panic, and threw it over the side of an overpass.
Accidentally.
I mean, don't you hate it when that happens?
There was an HR investigation at the HR company. David was fired.
Okay.
And there's a lawsuit and all this stuff. But come on, man. You go in, grab the camera. I'm going to rush this to corporate. And then you throw it over there. Oops, I accidentally destroyed it and threw it out the window of the car onto I-95 just below us. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
What do you think, Jay? Is it going to be the more than 10 items ladies?
I'm going with the women who bust out with the fisticuffs because of the more. I do get angry, and I do kind of want to punch the person when they walk in there with that many. But I also get angry at the same people who look at my six-pack of whatever and say, those are six, not one. Yeah. You know.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You got one
That's
item.
That's ridiculous.
There's six things.
No, they punch one key for that.
Call me and put me on the phone and I will correct them.
Yeah. That's anytime. One item.
It is. I think number three is deserving.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
I accidentally destroyed it and threw it over the side of a bridge. Hey, you want some great Christmas decorating? Go to one of the Adams Drugs gift shops because they have the heirloom type. You want to buy a box of ornaments for $3 at a store. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But if you'd like to touch up your house with everything from towels to ceramic dishes and other items that are heirloom worthy, Adams Drugs and the gift shops like the Emily B up the street here, the one at My Adams Drugs on Vaughan Road. But, of course, their primary business is helping to keep you healthy with great service from the pharmacy. I was out there yesterday. I wanted to wish everybody there, Lamar, the pharmacist, and the whole team, a great Thanksgiving. They take such good care of you, and they care, and they get to know you. It's a place, if it wasn't a drugstore, I'd call it the Cheers Bar because everybody knows your name when you come in the door. And I love that. It's just, you feel appreciated, and we all deserve that for wherever we do business. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you and from the entire Adams Drugs family. Number one retailer in the state of Alabama in 2019.
Oh!
Happy Thanksgiving.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are doing really good all around the city. I-65 and 85, moderate to light traffic. The Burge is doing nicely downtown. The Boulevard, we're backed up at some of the red lights, but the drive is not bad all the way around. Taylor Road is even light this morning. I guess folks are really waiting on Black Friday before they jump out there and clog that road up again. Atlanta Highway is doing nice. All the 31s are good. We have no accidents to report at this time. Enjoy driving around on this Wednesday. Buckle up and be safe out there, all right? You don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? That was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farm.
Where's that?
26 pounds.
Where's that from?
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Where's the Thanksgiving extravaganza?
Where's the cranberry stuff?
I wrote it
Where's
down.
Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird.
The movie called
Crap. That's the best Christmas movie I've ever seen. Crap. The Christmas movie.
I went down to buy a turkey.
Yeah, a turkey that could do tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick-performing turkey? What the hell is that?
Wait,
it's
hang on.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
Greg, we got it.
Days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, take charge and get the kids and grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with an American Landmaster go-kart. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and an American Landmaster go-kart is fun and safe. These two-seater go-karts are equipped with a three-point safety harness, protective enclosures, and hydraulic brakes. So with layaway or 0% interest financing or payments as low as $30, let's get those kids and grandkids